It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in this conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. Love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. What was ruined after the breakup? Alex, the most recent one here on the show, we all got something. What do you got?
I'm going through a breakup, and I'm slowly but surely starting to realize certain things in my life that normally I wouldn't think twice about all of a sudden make me super sad or emotional. And I have realized now that my all-time favorite show is ruined for me. I am a diehard fan of The Office. I rewatch that show constantly. That show is like a security blanket for me. Like anytime I'm going through something or need to laugh or have had a bad day or anything, like that's what I watch. But that is something that I bonded with my ex-boyfriend over when we first met. It was like a huge part of our relationship because he was a huge fan of the show too. And now I can't watch it because I've noticed like I've been, you know, super sad. And so I've wanted to watch that show on Netflix like at home and I can't turn it on because as soon as I try to turn it on, I start getting emotional. So now I'm like, great, how long is this going to be ruined for me? Or is it always going to be ruined for me?
I think you're going to have to work through it. I mean, it might be hard, but the good thing is the episodes are so quick that it would be like, okay, I made it through one. And it's laughing along the way. You could have like laughing tears maybe. But I mean, that does suck because you're obsessed with The Office. You've watched that thing, what, like a million times?
Yeah, like I cannot count because I just, whenever I finish the whole show, I just restart it. Like it's a constant rewatch for me.
I was like one and done, but that's something unique about you. But live the web, girl. I hope you marry a jewel daddy one day. That's just what we've all thought about it on the show. But what has in the past been a problem? Like after you broke up, you couldn't do it anymore.
I had an ex that I dated for 2.5 years on and off throughout college. And he was from Chicago and was obsessed with Chicago sports. And it ruined Chicago teams for me. I could not watch Cubs games. I couldn't watch the Blackhawks. I couldn't watch the Stanley Cup Finals. I couldn't watch the Bulls, which, I mean, they're not that impressive anymore.
They were back in the day.
I couldn't watch the Bears. Like, I could not stand to watch any Chicago sports games ever.
All right, Kaylee's on the phone this morning. You can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That number is 833-563-2539. Hey, Kaylee, what happened after the breakup? You just couldn't do it anymore. What was wrong?
Oh, my gosh. It was Skype. I used to love to Skype. And that might be old and outdated now. I don't know. I'm married now. But before I had a boyfriend, he needed to Skype like 10 times a day because we went to different colleges and it just got to the point where I would just pretend my computer was dead and I just couldn't find the charger or something because I could not stand to Skype anymore.
Wow, that's interesting. So that must have been before FaceTime was like a thing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, this was like six or seven years ago, but it was absolutely constant. It was when I woke up, when I went to lunch, when anytime I was not in class, he wanted to Skype, and it was too much. Well, and I haven't Skyped since, and I used to love to Skype my friends.
What would you guys Skype about?
Nothing.
Okay.
He would just want to do his homework and Skype, and I was like, I don't really...
Sounds like you're getting defensive.
Yeah,
nothing doesn't sound like you'd be that upset about it, Kaylee. But what about FaceTime, like Alex brought up? Is that something you avoid now?
Oh, I haven't Skyped ever since the breakup.
Wow, and it's been that long. Yeah. Wow, oh my gosh. See, I am like freaking out now. I want to be able to watch The Office again.
Oh, I love The Office. I would be heartbroken if I couldn't watch The Office.
Exactly, so kindred spirits.
Is it safe to assume, Kaylee, that you covered up the little camera on your laptop? It's got a big thing of duct tape over it.
Honestly, I did think about that. I was like, and it would tell when you were online, and I was afraid to get on because he would know.
He's probably watching you still.
Right.
There you go. The creepiness never ends.
You need to cover it with the penny because the copper is what blocks a shot because they can still see you through like tape and paper.
Oh, I thought you said blocks a shot like someone's going to shoot.
No, there she is.
Like, hold on a second. Got her. Perfect.
I've got one, Joe.
What do you got, pork chop?
Remember that song by Bruno Mars? It's called, Hey, That's It, When I Was Your
I
Man.
I saw your little note, so I'm assuming this is the song.
Yeah. Chase and I, literally, I was working at a radio station when the song came out, and we split for like 4 months, and I used to love this song. Now I hate. See, I'm like getting angry. It's... Yeah, that song was written for me. The bed is bigger now.
Oh, poor Chubb. He's remembering sad times.
It's so sad. No, it's a good reminder because it reminds you to dance with your significant other.
There's 100 songs. Yeah, I totally get it. There's 100 songs I can't listen to right now. There's places I don't want to go. It's just like there's a list of things that are ruined for me forever.
When me and Alex were out on Friday night, there was a live band playing at the restaurant we were at, and they were playing a song, and she's like, oh my gosh, this song reminds me of him. You need to talk to me because, like, I don't want to be reminded of
what
her.
What song was it?
I forget what song it was.
Oh my God.
No,
You won't share that? No, Alex knows. Alex, what song was it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to give that example, but it was funny
what
because.
What song?
She's
Piano
no
Man.
Oh.
So I told Liv, I grabbed Liv by the hair and said, tell me something funny right now.